This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Officials in Pakistan say a group of terrorists stormed a five-star hotel today near the China-operated Arabian seaport of Gwadar, killing at least one security guard. The separatist Balochistan Liberation Army is taking responsibility, releasing pictures it said were those of the attackers on social media. In Syria, government forces are pushing into the last rebel stronghold in the country's northwest, despite calls for honoring a ceasefire. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett reports.
The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights has confirmed troops gained new ground against the insurgent al-Qaeda-linked militant group. Fighting in the area, which began at the end of last month, has been the worst breach of a September ceasefire brokered by Russia and Turkey. Over 150,000 people have been displaced by the latest wave of violence, while the World Food Programme says the fighting has forced it to suspend aid distribution to over 47,000 people. Members of the UN Security Council have urged a return to calm. I'm Sarah Bassett.
There has been another senseless killing in Afghanistan. The victim, a former prominent female television journalist, Mina Mangal, who had been working as a cultural advisor to the country's lower house of parliament. She was gunned down and killed this morning in Kabul. Witnesses said two men appeared on a motorcycle while Mangal was waiting for a car, and that one man fired four shots in the air, then fired twice at the woman, killing her. Mina Mangal ran a popular social media pages that discussed the rights of Afghan women to work and for Afghan girls to go to school. No claim of responsibility for the murder. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also a VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News. Yemen's Houthi rebels have begun withdrawing from the ports of Hodeidah, Salif, and Ras Issa under a United Nations-brokered peace deal with a pullout deadline set for Tuesday. The head of the UN's Redeployment Coordination Committee says the action is a first practical step since the conclusion of the Hodeidah Agreement, which provides for a ceasefire between the warring parties in Yemen and the withdrawal of fighters from the three port cities. Final results are expected later today, and while there was some relative weakness in its vote, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa's ruling ANC party is already celebrating its latest absolute majority in parliament, something it has done since the end of apartheid in 1994. But with nearly all the votes counted from Wednesday's polling, the ANC is claiming less than 60% of the ballots cast, the first time that's happened. The major issues in the voting were a sluggish economy and official corruption. Back in the United States, there was a barge collision today in the Houston, Texas Ship Channel, and there is worry over environmental damage. One of the barges is leaking a petroleum product. The other is capsized. Here is Coast Guard Captain Kevin Audit.
The barges were carrying reformate, which is gasoline blend stock. They had 25,000 barrels in each. One of the barges was damaged and has released some of its product, and the second barge was capsized and is turned upside down.
The trade war between the United States and China continues this weekend with no immediate hopes for its resolution. New higher U.S. tariffs against Beijing are in place, and China is promising it will fight back. President Trump has told administration officials to begin the process of raising tariffs on essentially all remaining imports from China, valued at approximately $300 billion. The political battle over U.S. President Donald Trump's tax returns has gained new momentum as the House Ways and Means Committee chairman has issued subpoenas demanding that 6 years' worth of Mr. Trump's personal tax documents be turned over to his panel by next Friday. The AP said Donahue has a report.
Ways and Means Committee Chair Richard Neal issued subpoenas after Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin told the committee the request lacks a legitimate legislative purpose. Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney said last month,
"That is not going to happen, and they know it. This is a political stunt."
President Trump has long given this reason for not providing his tax record.
"I'm not going to do it while I'm under audit."
The president has told those close to him the attempt to get his returns is an invasion of privacy and a further example of what he calls the Democrat-led witch hunt. Richard Neal is reminding Mnuchin and IRS Commissioner Charles Rettig, federal law states the IRS shall furnish the tax returns of any individual, and points out Ways and Means has never been denied a request. Ed Donahue, Washington.
More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.